What's in a name? If you're a stock symbol, it might be a lot. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Itzkowitz, professor in Seton Hall University's Department of Finance, examines the benefits of being traded at the beginning of the alphabet.
Walking by a store named AAA Avocados got me thinking. Were those three A's at the beginning so the store would appear first in search listings like the Yellow Pages? My research partners and I had some questions. Is it possible that alphabetical order still matters even with the internet? And can it impact something as important as the stock market? The answers are yes and yes. We looked at all stocks traded on the New York Stock Exchange, Amex, and NASDAQ from 1985 until 2013 and found that early alphabet stocks are traded significantly more frequently and at higher valuations than later alphabet stocks. Our findings demonstrate the confluence of two psychological phenomena, status quo bias and satisficing, within the context of the stock market. Stocks are typically listed alphabetically, and investors default to the status quo order, even if they can resort. Furthermore, they satisfice and choose the first acceptable option, even if there are better options later on. Interestingly, the alphabetical order effect begins in 1999, when online trading became more widespread and investors were inundated with information. Our results were robust. We controlled for a number of firm and stock characteristics which also affect trading volume. We also ruled out other behavioral biases related to how we learn and remember. Finally, even after removing the 10 most traded stocks, including Apple, we found the same results. It turns out, investors are not that rational after all. Alphabetical order impacts something as important as the stock market. Given our findings, investors would be wise to approach stock picking more objectively by first determining the criteria that matter most to them and then resorting the list on that basis before making any selections.
That was Jennifer Itzkowitz of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
To buy or not. He's a stockbroker, kind of like poker. He knows all the rules, so he controls the hand.